Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, this is Abigail calling from Family First Care. Mimi has told me that you reached out to
Yes.
apply for services for Shirley.
Did you get in touch with him? He's supposed to be awake by now. And I told him earlier you need to be up for the appointment. So I'm gonna go reach out to him. I am not Shirley's will be, I'm not a family member. It's my friend. I was referencing him to you guys. So
Okay,
I
should
just
I be calling Andrew or Shirley himself?
you can call Shirley's house phone and leave a message. That would be probably the most
Okay, would I be able to confirm that number with you?
Yes. So I have two numbers. You can have his phone number and also, you can have hers. Her phone number is 215-674-6700.
Yeah. Okay, just a minute, please.
Okay.
Sorry.
1623. And that's her Shirley's number. And
Okay.
the person that would be the primary caregiver for her would be Andrew. Andrew
He
Cates
will be the
is,
caregiver?
yeah, he's gonna be the companion, because he they're trying to get a loved one to do the caregiving. If
Yeah.
anyone be he's her grandson. So he's the one that really is applying for this. And I'm just guiding him, because I just have experience with this type of thing. So
Okay.
I'm like the I'm directing him to where he needs to go. I would reach out to her first, because she's the one that holds the information about, the consent of Medicaid.
Okay.
So she would be the primary, and I don't know where he's at today. I'm very disappointed in him, but I'll give him a call and see if he's available. And if you can't get a hold of him, I'll call you back, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
What's your name?
My name is Abigail. Okay?
Abigail. Thank you so much. I appreciate it,
No
Abigail, for
problem.
calling
So
me.
I'm gonna try to reach out to Shirley now.
Okay,
Good?
thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks.
No
Bye.
problem. Bye-bye.